T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Max, good morning. Earlier this morning, you had me thinking about a foot-long hot dog at the State Fair.
Oh, yeah. It won't be long, John.
I know, but it's only a foot long. It's about a foot long. I was thinking about that, about sharing one of those with you. We each share one together. You get one, I get one. But you don't eat like that. You're more of a healthy guy. I mean, the guy who's out there running in the morning.
Not at the State Fair.
Okay.
Not at the State Fair. First of all, you can't be a healthy guy at the State Fair. So unless you might as well just lift the guilt, right? Go. I'm just so as an eater. I'm about a B. I do a good job in the morning. I get a smoothie every day with protein shake, that kind of thing. And I'm okay at lunch and dinner, but in between, John, chocolate sure looks good to me.
The wheels,
the jelly roll.
The wheels fall off a wagon. Let's talk about this. The Twins win last night in a bit of a walk-off fashion. They haven't always had the greatest success this season in an extra inning game, but they came through last night. Kenta Maeda scoring the winning run from second base on a Max Kepler hit. That was fun to see.
It was. If you're going to play, you might as well win, right? So they go to extra innings with them. They had the game, it looked like one. And again, here we go, ninth inning. Kader Rogers gets hurt, looks like a blister or something on his hands. They bring in Calame, who hasn't tried to save a game since April. And he didn't. He didn't save one last night either. Robbie Grossman hits a home run to make it 5-5. There they are, sitting in the ninth inning on a win again. And they had done some things well. Josh Donaldson hit a bomb. Brent Rooker hit a bomb. They had done some things well to get to that point, and then they give it up and they go to the extra inning and they win it. But it was a little bit of frustration just because of the way that it unveiled itself at the end. But it was interesting to watch and fun to see that Kepler needs that too for his confidence. He's a little bit fragile because his career's been a little bit up and down. I think he questions himself a lot, even though he's got ability. So game winning walk off hits help in that cause.
All right, so we're coming down to trade time here. It's either going to be, go or don't. So Pineda, you mentioned him earlier, I should say, who I just love watching him.
He pitched well last night. You can see a team would, the thing about Michael is if he's healthy, if you traded for him, well, you'd have no problem pitching him any game because he's not afraid, and he'll throw strikes and give you an outing. So as long as he's healthy, when you talk about he's had two good starts now for the Twins. If they end up dealing him, he could be a good deal for another team.
Well, and a friend of mine, Brad, Brad the attorney, who is the world's foremost expert on baseball.
I saw a couple like that too.
He said everybody is on the table here. I don't believe that's true, but give me your take. Who else should we be looking for here as we close out this month of July and close in on the trade deadline?
Well, Simmons, who's been struggling, he was over, came out 0-for-15 the other day. He's had some real bad slumps offensively, but he could play defense. Pineda, I'd put at the top of that list. Any reliever, except for maybe Kaylee Rogers, that you would want, would be in play. I don't think they want to give up a Tyler Duffy, but that might be someone that would, create some intrigue because he's a veteran. I wouldn't trade Barrios ever right now. I wouldn't trade Donaldson because I think he's your leader going forward no matter what. I think he's got a kind of a steadying influence there in the clubhouse. And I wouldn't trade Polanco because I think he's just a really good player. Sano isn't going to bring you much value. There's not a lot of big market for him right now because he strikes out so much. Kepler's just kind of a guy that's sitting there. They're not quite sure what he's going to be. So you could see everybody's on the table, but it only matters. You know, you got to look at contracts, what kind of money they make, when's the contract expire. Those are things you look at, and that's where you get to Pineda and Simmons first. And then after that, you can get J. Happ, you can get these guys, but you're not going to get much back.
Okay. Yeah, chatting with my son, the one who lives in Ireland, who's got, you know, whatever it is, the MLB ticket, because he loves to follow the Twins. He said he just was not excited to follow Nelson Cruz away from the Twins. That was disheartening. But yeah, I understand and I get it. It was just one of those things that needed to happen, right?
You know, and again, you know, if he doesn't have an expiring contract and you have him locked in, then you know, it'd probably be tougher to part with him. But they did get a couple of guys that are going right to AAA. One's pitching in the Olympics, one's going right to the Saints. So that means that they didn't get low Class A kind of prospects. They got guys they think could be in the big leagues even this year. So I guess that's the good sign. It doesn't mean that they're good enough to pitch here or not. But then Cruz goes and gets a home run in his second at bat there on Friday night. That was kind of cool. And by the time the weekend's over, there in first place. Tampa is. So he's special, and he's a great addition for the Rays. And even though, you know, understanding the situation, the Twins aren't going to win this year, he is a guy that's easy to root for, and Tampa's an easy team to root for because it's such a small market team. So, but yeah, he was one that you'd stop when he came up to the plate because you didn't know what he was going to do. And I've talked about this many, many times. Last time I talked to him right before the All-Star game, I hadn't seen him for a while, and he's like, you know, he's one of those rare athletes that, how are you doing? How's your family? You know, and it's like, no athlete ever asked a reporter how their family is.
It's sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, before I let you go, we'll talk some more about Olympics coming up at the top of the hour in the news as the women's gymnastics team wins silver. I've already done the spoiler alert on that. Finishing second to Russia Olympic Committee with Simone Biles out. But Aaron Rodgers, the other story that is everybody's paying attention to, will he be in camp? Your thoughts?
Yeah, it looks like they've got it so that he's going to do a one-year deal, kind of, and they can't put the franchise tag on him, and they can't his contract would make him a free agent. If that's the deal, that could be the ultimate compromise, that he plays one more year. Maybe Brian Gutekunst and his group gives it that's John Gutekunst's son, the old Gopher coach, the GM there, gives it the old shot that try to talk him into it once the season starts. And you never know there for sure what he really wants. And I think he likes it that way. I think he enjoys playing that game, that mind game. When you talk to guys that have played with him, et cetera, you cross him and he's going to let you know, or not let you know by giving you the silent treatment, et cetera. But that brain is always moving. He knows what he wants, and he's going to try to move it that way.
He wants to host Jeopardy, but that's another story.
Host Jeopardy, yeah.
Hey, Mike, I will check with you tomorrow morning. I will look so very much forward to that. It's always a bright spot in my morning. Thanks for joining me this morning here on WCCO Radio. We'll chat tomorrow.
Thank you, John.
Take care. 78 degrees now here. News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.